Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. That'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Lazalia.
That'd be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. And they also want to remind you that now's the time to nominate your favorite burger joint and steakhouse here in the state of Mississippi for their best of awards. Where do you like to go grab beef? You can get it at any so many great places across the state. Let us know who your favorite is. Go to the Facebook page for the Mississippi Beef Council and cast your votes now. Make your nominations now. And we will soon see who is the best burger and steak in the state of Mississippi. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. The holidays are getting closer each and every day, folks. Don't get caught by surprise. You've got a bulldog in the family, or if you've got a rebel, you know, you can't pick sometimes. Yeah, I know. The place
God
to go,
bless you.
Yeah. Place to go is College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, where you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town, always at Restaurant Tyler. A lunch at Restaurant Tyler is a fantastic choice because they have the best blue plate in town. If you are a true Southerner and you love that meat and veg on the plate with the cornbread, there's just no better place to get it in Starkville than to see our friends over at Restaurant Tyler. Doesn't matter what time of day it is, lunch, dinner, or a Sunday brunch, you can get the best meal in town at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, people who know you the same way they know your money. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. All right, before we jump into the rumblings, we said we would do this. Robbie was at the SEAL building today after Mississippi State's football practice, and we have an update on Fluff Bothwell, a fluff date, if you will.
Fluffy.
Yeah.
Fluffy. Yeah, about what we said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we still don't have like a full timetable on that. That's something to keep in mind. But the good news is it was confirmed 100% that he is not expected to miss the rest of the season.
Right.
And that is the most important thing for Mississippi State fans to keep in mind here. Fluff Bothwell will be back on the field, barring, you know, some kind of setback. He will be back on the field this year for Mississippi State. So that's great news. Obviously, on Saturday night, it did not look promising. Mm-hmm. Anytime you see somebody carted off the field, it's not a great sign. It doesn't mean that the season's over with, but it's usually not a great sign.
Right.
So seeing him and seeing, you know, the emotion in his face during that situation, knowing now that he's going to be okay, that is first and foremost the best thing here. So huge update there from Jeff Lebby. I don't know the timetable, and that's going to continue to be a topic of conversation among Mississippi State fans. If I had to guess right now based on the information that I have, he will miss games.
Yeah.
At least a game.
I don't think he's going to play against Florida. I'll just go
ahead. I don't think he is, but I don't know. I didn't think John Mateer was going to play.
We live in a world where Mateer was able to come back from hand surgery and get back on the field in a week. So.
Did he miss a game?
He missed last week.
Okay.
He missed the Kent State game, a game he would have played two quarters.
Unbelievable. This doctor, whoever this doctor is, he needs to be in the running for president. We need to change our
Nobel Prize winner.
Yeah, I mean,
I agree.
Throw him in there.
All right.
So anyway, we got that, and then also update on Albert Reese and Isaac Smith. It appears that both of them are on track to play for Florida.
Very good.
They're going to be
They're
held
gonna
out.
Play for Florida? They're transferring?
No, I hate that. So basically, they're going to be held out this week, and they're going to bring them back probably next Tuesday or Wednesday, I believe is what Jeff Lebby said. Just for further precaution, there. I watched Isaac rolling around in the sand today, so
He's fine.
He's going to be okay.
All right.
And I think Albert's going to be okay too. So State is tracking to be fairly healthy.
As healthy as they can be. Yeah.
And I think this is a big opportunity for Xavier Gayton.
I agree.
I think that he's a guy that can do some different things.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Fluff, but he does some things that Fluff can't. He's got some acceleration that Fluff doesn't have. So I don't think that this is necessarily a bad thing for Mississippi State all the way around.
Agreed.
That's why you have the running back room that you do.
We talked about it all offseason. We said this running back room has a ton of depth, that Gayton is a guy who could play in a lot of SEC schools, and so here we are. All right, so that's piece of business one. Piece of business two is, I don't want to blame the SEC for this. So in years past, the SEC has always, on their website, had a week-to-week schedule, right? Just had that week's games on it. This year, they don't have that. They just have the full schedule. So I'm doing my best to read it, but I missed the Missouri-Alabama game, and it's interesting. We talked about this over lunch.
Okay, let me tell you what to do.
Okay.
So at the top of the page, when you go there, it's got full scoreboard or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can go to that, but you can change it up there. You can cycle through the sports.
Okay.
So you go to football,
uh-huh,
and you click full scoreboard there, and it will pull up your next slate of games. So it pulls up Saturday, October 11th, and you can scroll through, and there's all your games.
Yeah.
So, and
I still want to blame the SEC.
After we recorded, I remember thinking to myself, I don't think we did Alabama and Missouri, because I was thinking in my mind, this could be one that we differ.
So we did not do Alabama and Missouri. And according to you at lunch, unless you've changed your mind on the way over, we do indeed differ on this. So we're going to have two games this week that we differ on.
Yeah.
I am taking Alabama, and you are taking Missouri.
I'm going to take Missouri, ma'am.
Somebody going to be in trouble. Either that or we're just going to split one of the two.
I know Alabama went on the road and they beat Georgia. I know they're playing better football, but I think Missouri's good.
They are good.
And I think they're going to challenge Alabama's defense in this game. Bo Pribula, still not getting talked about enough. Ahmad Hardy's been the best running back in the league.
Yes.
I'm going with the Tigers.
All right, I'll take the Crimson Tide. I think they've
this
shaken off.
This could be a big we've picked differently on two games.
Yeah, it could be. You're down two at the midway point. That's
it
tough
could
to come
swing.
Back from. So
swing in a big way.
We shall see. Let's jump into the rumblings. The rumblings are brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. They don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle, if you're in Tupelo, and you have any kind of damage to your home, please call our friends at Paul Davis Restoration. All right, let's jump in to the rumblings. First question, Kivas Wright, what are your early predictions for the men's and women's basketball teams? I got great news, Kivas. I got fantastic news for you. Tomorrow on Thunder and Lightning, the bye week blitz, interviews with Coach Sam Purcell and Coach Chris Jans, and you will hear Robbie and I's early predictions for the Mississippi State women's and men's basketball team.
So we're going to do a whole show
on hoops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I mean, we've already talked to Jans and Purcell. Those interviews are in the can already. So here we go.
Yeah.
Brick Thomas, do you have a go-to song that you listen to when you're disappointed? Mine is Tuesday's Gone or The Unforgiven. What's your bad
Metallica
mood? Yeah. What's your bad mood song?
I don't really have like
oh.
I don't really have like mood songs. I just kind of turn on
yeah.
the Spotify shuffle and
uh-huh.
I'll just scroll through till I see something I like.
Okay.
If I'm in a bad mood, like what would be a good song? Do I want to get uplifted or want to be like this? And
want to be mopey. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm in a bad mood, I want to kind of stay in one, usually. I want to listen to music that accentuates that.
I feel like I'm probably that way.
So,
that's probably when I'm going through the shuffle, I'm looking at songs.
Mad World would be a good one for me.
That's always your go-to when things are.
That's a good one when you're down. When you're down, Atlantic by Sleep Token is a good one. Very sad song.
Great song. We played that. We played both of
What?
those, I think, last
I think
year.
we yeah that, that those are on the list of the sad songs. I don't really go for Gortazi Iran very often about that, but I'll bring it to the show every now and then. What's better, receiving a curve on an exam you bombed or skipping class to find out it had been canceled? It's got to be skipping class to find out it was canceled. You didn't miss anything. If
Yes.
you bomb an exam, you're like, I'm still an idiot. It's just that everybody else is an idiot too.
Do you ever have like these nightmares that you wake up and you feel like you miss class?
So
Like I still have
I
that.
have that. I still have Papa John's dreams,
Oh.
like where I'm at work and I have to like get through a night and I'm and then I'll wake up and be like, I don't work there anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that. I have those moments. So I had a really weird dream. I got to tell you about this. So this was Monday night. I dreamt that me and Borky were doing the show from my old apartment in Vicksburg, where I live with my mom. I don't know why we're doing the show there. We were going to interview Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yes.
Lesnar comes in. I remember doing the interview with him. It was really good. He did two segments with us. He couldn't have been nicer. And then at the end, Hardy walked in, and he and Lesnar were dapping each other up. And I was like, "You going to sit down with us?" He's like, "Yeah, sure." And so I did an interview with Hardy.
Well, you
What
know,
weird shit, what a weird dream.
at this stage, it is more likely that Hardy has crossed paths with
Oh,
Brock
they know
Lesnar.
each other, yeah.
Yeah, because Hardy is like kind of
Well,
in the inner webs of WWE now.
All right. Steve Mormon, our buddy. What's up with players wearing two mouthpieces this year? I don't know.
Oh, is that a thing?
Fluff does it.
Like the top and the bottom?
They've got like he's got like two dangling. No. I know what you're trying to say. Like he's got like a strapless one. No, he's got two attached to his helmet.
What?
I don't know what it is. It happens though.
I used to hate those the mouthpieces that was the two-sided ones. Like you had the top goes on the top and one that goes on the bottom. I used to hate those.
Yeah.
I also used to hate, I still do, when guys just let the mouthpiece dangle. You're supposed to be wearing the mouthpiece. That's why it's hooked to your helmet. That always drives me insane. I thought that was supposed to be like a requirement, like you have to have a mouthpiece
In high school, it is.
and you have to have your chin strap. Like that, it used to drive me nuts seeing like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers with their chin strap like buckled up or something.
Yeah.
That's not how it's
Not the
supposed to go,
case. Yeah.
guys.
All right. With officiating being what it is these days, is it time for at least the head official being available for a press game, for a press post game? Yes. An official should be made available to if nothing else, for a pool reporter. You know, that's what
At
the
the
NBA
very
does.
well, and there's a pool reporter for NCAA stuff, but I think it's mostly postseason. I think, but yeah, they should have to answer for things that they do. If you get a especially if it's a major moment of a ball game, if you miss the call or it's something that's in question,
Yeah.
you should have to answer for it.
Agree, 100%.
There's no reason that those people should be completely off limits. That they make decisions in the ball game that matter.
Last one. Is Bill Belichick the worst college hire in history? Does it rate with the Chad Morris hire at Arkansas? Let me tell you why I think Belichick's worse than Chad Morris. What's Belichick's resume? Like, Morris was an offensive coordinator. You're like, the fact that it didn't work out, it didn't work out, right? He'd been at SMU. He wasn't a great coach there. It didn't work out. Fine, whatever. Belichick's won how many Super Bowls? Seven? And I understand you don't have the Brady Belichick. It doesn't really matter. Belichick was the head coach there. His reputation is legend. And he has just crapped all over that. And yeah, this is a bad one. And it will only go 1 year. I'm predicting that now. They're going to tell Jordan to give him like $40 million so they can
At
cut
the
him out.
very least, it'd be like him just being like, I don't think I'm gonna do this,
Yeah,
but
like health wise, I got to step down kind of thing. Yeah.
I've never been more correct about something than Bill Belichick
You
being a
yeah.
Bill
You and I
being.
both were
I
on
think we
top
were
of that one.
both on the
Yeah.
same,
Yeah.
but you're right. Like the resume wasn't great outside of Brady. I understand that you can't take that away. That was what it was. He had 2 decades or whatever it was of dominance. You can't take that away.
Right.
And he had something to do with it. He didn't just stand there and pick his boogers. He was actually doing something. Now, if you look at his resume with or without or like before or and after
Yeah.
Tom Brady. It's not good at
it's
all.
Obvious.
It's not good.
Yeah.
And he already kind of was tarnishing his legacy a little bit at the end of his Patriot tenure.
Mm-hmm.
He should have just retired.
Yeah.
He should have just been done. And coming into this game, this is why it never made sense to me. This man's never coached college football.
Yeah.
He's never recruited.
Yeah.
He's never had to.
And then didn't hire a staff that did those things.
Like, it was all NFL people.
Yeah, like, I thought he would come in and be like, I need the best college coaches available. And instead, he didn't go the right. And then there's the girl thing.
Yeah.
Which makes it, like, if he was just losing games, you'd be like, wow, he really has lost. But now there's, like, this other element to it that makes it, it's 10 times worse.
And see, we didn't even know about this stuff
yeah.
with his fiance
before. Yeah.
Like, we already thought it was bad.
Yeah.
And then when that stuff came along,
yeah.
it's disastrous.
It's so much worse, yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. It's the worst. To me, it's the worst high-profile hire
yes,
ever.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
There have probably been worse coaching hires.
Yeah.
This is the worst as far as a high-profile coaching hire. And again, you hired a guy with 100% an NFL background. And I know people are like, well, the college is just like the NFL. No, it's not.
It's not anything like it, yeah.
The NFL is a professional business model. It's you sign this contract. You do your job throughout this contract. Somebody can come in and buy it out or whatever. You can get traded, all that stuff. That's not how college athletics works right now. It's
right.
It's completely free for all.
Yeah.
So you're asking this guy who's completely out of touch with the people that he's recruiting to come in here and build a roster around those type of players, a guy that is already kind of like, you know, no nonsense, I don't want to deal with this kind of stuff. You're asking him to come into this era of football and do that? It never made sense. And now, like, the documentary, they're just nixing that.
I saw that, yeah. They're
this
supposed
is
to be doing
a disaster, just like, eh.
Yeah, they don't want it, and I get it. I understand why.
And it's not like it's a train wreck, I can't stop watching it. Like, nobody wants to watch it.
Yeah, this is the opposite of train wreck TV. This is like train wreck that your family was on TV. You don't want to watch.
It was great, though, that first night. They had all the pomp and circumstance.
Yeah.
You had
did you see the Ludacris thing this weekend?
No, I did not.
Okay, so for the they booked Ludacris to play a concert, a free concert on campus the weekend of the Clemson game, right? And it was going to be played before the game because they thought for sure they'd get a 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock kick.
They got 11 a.m.
So he got on stage at 9:45 a.m. And he told the crowd, he's like, this is easily the earliest I have ever done this in 25 years of being an entertainer. Like, that is rough, man. So, oh, well.
Yeah, and it's
not getting any better.
And it's like, all right,
wait till they
got
play
this
NC.
Guy in here. We're going to get more publicity
Think
than
about
ever. Like,
think about it like this. Let's say this was happening to Ole Miss. Yeah. So, but imagine, like, when you got to the Egg
you
Bowl.
You haven't been a good enough Catholic.
I have not. Neither of you. Imagine, though, the Egg Bowl. Like, Lebby would just be like, I'm going to win this game 100-0. Because when else are you? When they play NC State at the end of the year, Dave Doran's going to try to kill them. I can't wait to watch that game.
And he's definitely got a point to prove.
Yeah, Doran needs that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Sarthak Sharma jumps
did,
in.
Did Pac, the wrestler, cut his hair?
Yes, the bastard Pac. Yes, he has cut his hair now.
Okay, it's
so
weird.
My daughter and Aislinn and I, we always have to talk about whenever Pac would come out with the Death Riders, he's always just wearing his wrestling gear.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if he's wrestling
no.
or not. He's just wearing trunks. And I was like, why? And so it became like a running joke for us. And now when he's come back, he's always wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
If
I'm
you
like,
put this
something
man,
got to him.
And if you put this man in the Shire,
he looks like a hobbit.
With
Yeah.
His Bilbo Baggins,
Yeah.
Like best
friend.
Great
wrestler, though.
That,
Great wrestler.
like he starts a fight at the local tavern.
At the Green Dragon?
Yeah, that would not.
He loves some
faze
long
him.
Bottom Leaf. Yeah,
yes.
I agree with that. Sarthak Sharma, do you feel there are concerns about State strength and conditioning program compared to the other SEC teams, given how many starters have gotten hurt already? No.
I think that I had this conversation with somebody at the beginning of the year when they were talking about, like, it just seems like State has a lot more injuries than everybody else. I think we have to take a wide range view on this. Look at the other availability reports.
They're all loaded.
Not everybody is having these injuries, but there's a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, Oklahoma has a Heisman candidate quarterback.
He's been out.
Who they thought was going to be out.
Yeah.
So it happens.
It's football.
I mean,
it happens.
It does feel like
like
it just
strength and
feels like
conditioning.
State is kind of snake bit, though.
Strength and conditioning had nothing to do with what happened to Fluff.
No.
Like, it was just he caught a pass, and it was awkward, and that's just what happens, right? No, I don't have any concerns.
I don't think it's a strength and conditioning thing. I just think that it's bad luck right now. And it's the problem is it's the players that are getting hurt.
Yeah.
Will Whitson was supposed to be a major part of your defense. Isaac Smith's your best defensive player, arguably.
Yeah. Fluff, Albert Reed.
You're starting right tackle.
Guys. Yeah.
So, yeah. So. I think that's the problem.
Also from Sarthak. Why do we wash bath towels? Aren't we clean when we use them? I've thought about this. It's not that we have to wash them. It's that we have to dry them.
Yes.
They need to go to the dryer. Now, if you're going to put them in the dryer, though, you might as well just wash them all the way.
I think that there is
a little mildewy.
Well, I think there is an element, like, eventually, like, the freshness
will wear
comes
off. Yeah, yeah.
And you are clean when you dry off, but also it collects water, and even if you dry it properly, it needs to be cycled through a wash.
Agreed. Adam Serkin. Hey, Dad, last Thursday I saw you headed to the merch tent at the Sanders Farms Championship. Yeah, I got to sneeze. Hold on. Excuse me.
Great radio.
I'm sorry. You look like you needed to take care of some very important business during commercial break, so I didn't stop you to introduce myself. When was the most inopportune time or place either of you have had to handle business? All right, first off, I was going to the merch tent. There's no restroom in there.
Handle business? Is that
he's talking about?
Bathroom?
I had to go to the bathroom.
Okay,
I was just going to the merchant. The reason I was in a hurry is because I was in a commercial break,
yeah.
And so I only had like 6 minutes, and I just wanted to go in there and get out. That being said,
are we talking about? Are we talking about number one or number two?
Well, obviously we're talking about number. You can go number one anywhere. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I feel like I could hold that a little bit. Like
number two, my top two are Old Duty Noble Field, not pleasant. I went to a crawfish boil; it didn't sit well, and I had to go handle the business there. Also, one time, me and my friends were at Little Bayou Pierre down in Vicksburg, a little place where we go. It's like just like a little creek where you go and drink and have a good time. And I had to go.
This is all Cajun that you were dealing with here.
Yeah, well, Little Bayou Pierre is in Mississippi though. But
yeah, but it sounds Cajun.
It does sound Cajun. But I just went off to the bank, got off to the side, took care of that, got in the water, let that clean me up, and that was all you can do. What can you do?
I mean, there's been many times where I've been driving down the highway and there's just nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go, yeah.
And
when push comes to shove, the leaf is your friend.
And then sometimes, like, at a game, like I'm covering a game,
yeah,
and stomach starts bubbling, and you're just...
I've gone at Nudity Noble a couple times, but it's just what you got to do.
Yeah, but that's
Old
not Diddy that
Noble
bad.
Was not good.
Old Duty Noble.
I'm not talking about in the press box
one,
either. No, I was in the press box. I'm talking about downstairs. A fan.
In the outfield one?
No, I was. It was. There wasn't an outfield one back then.
Oh, there was not one in the left field.
We're talking about Old Duty Noble. No, if there was, I didn't ever go to the left field lounge because I didn't have a spot back.
There's
then.
There's a bathroom. There was a bathroom out there.
This was talking about under the stands. You know, in the it was not pleasant.
Anytime
so hot.
Too. Anytime it's like a game, and they got like you have to go to the bathrooms they have at the facility.
Not pleasant.
It's not, man. No. But like some of the worst is like when you're on the highway.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have
because you're not sure.
You go into like this crappy gas station.
Oh, you're rolling the dice.
I've been in one. I went in one time, and I was just like, if I don't get somewhere in 5 minutes, it's going to be
ever
a
feel
bad thing.
Anything like that's coming on, I'm like looking for like a Love's,
yes,
Quick Trip, anything like that.
That never happens that way.
So
it hardly ever.
You know what's funny is like if you take me around the state of Mississippi, I kind of know where they are.
Yeah,
like I've traveled enough. Like I know that there's a Pilot in Meridian, right between like right before you get on I-59.
Off 25.
Off I-20. Right before you get on I-59,
35
to 20.
20.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's
yeah,
a
yeah.
Pilot there that you can trust. There's
just over the bridge.
There's a Love's not far from that, right past Laurel. There's a Love's in West Point. I've stopped there before. The Jackson, the Canton Loves. I know that they're there for you. So,
I went to one. I was coming back, I think, from maybe Nashville or something.
Great discussion, by the way.
I love it. It's mostly guys on here. And guys, this is like our conversation. So, then we're like, I wonder what he's thinking about. And it's this stuff. So, when I was coming
but
down.
Thinking about other women. Where can I go poop if I was driving between South Haven and Bahia?
You have to be prepared.
Yeah.
So I was coming through, I don't know, it was like, I'm going to say like Red Bay, Alabama or something.
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh, you're going on like Old 25.
Well, like, no, it's
like you're going to Nashville.
Yeah, like through Fulton and
there. Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's where this was, but I felt I hit my stomach, and I don't have a gallbladder now,
Yeah.
which I don't know if this is even like
I don't know.
technically correct, but I believe that if you don't have a gallbladder, like you ain't stopping anything
Yeah.
from like, so you better get somewhere quick.
Right.
And so I'm coming down this highway, and it's like, whoop, and I'm like, oh, buddy,
Yeah.
and you know that feeling
We've all
bubbling,
been there.
and so I pull into this like crappy gas station,
I think I know where you are.
and it's like I go in, and the first thing when I walk in, I just like my eyes are just like on the door. There was no door.
Oh no.
And so I walk in. Of course, the commode is destroyed
Of course.
and it like barely flushes. So I got to deal with that because I'm not sitting down on this. And then, of course, when I'm doing my business, people are
Of
coming
course
in.
they are, yeah.
Like, there's nobody here when I get there. And now all of a sudden, a bunch of men are coming
Now
in.
it's a traffic
And
cop.
so, like, I'm just sitting there,
Like
looking,
you're in
staring at the
prison.
wall. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Hey, guys. And
I
like when you get to this stage in life, like you kind of get to the point where you don't care.
don't have
Like
any embarrassment, yeah.
it used to be like if I'm going to school,
You're like Finch on
at
American
school,
Pie, yeah.
nope, but we are not, we are getting home and doing this. Or I'll get like a key, like I would get my coach's key to go to like the bathroom in the locker room where nobody could come in. Now I'm just like, whatever. I don't care. I will handle this business. You'll
Yes.
never see me again.
Yeah,
And
that's the main
I'll
thing, yeah.
and I'm on my
All right.
way.
You want to hear my favorite story about this particular thing?
The one in Calhoun City or Bruce or
No, that's on the list though.
the
Where I
subway.
stopped at the subway there,
Yeah.
yeah. That was poor people. No, this is my number one story. So, Jackie's last year, I went to Houston for the game, right? And
You
got there
got
on
absolutely obliterated.
I got there Thursday, right? And I'm talking about, we're in Texas, right? Barbecue, Mexican. We're drinking beer with every meal, right? Finally, we're at this sports
You had
bar.
to watch Mississippi State football.
I hadn't gotten to that point yet. So we're at a sports bar about 3 hours before kickoff. And finally, like I'm sitting there thinking to myself, it's like, I need to go because I haven't gone all weekend. I'm like, I got to go. Otherwise, I'm going to be in this crappy Houston football stadium. Like, I need to go while I'm here at this restaurant.
Yeah.
So I'm like watching a football game.
You
But
make room.
in my brain, I'm like, come on. So like I get the gears going, right? I get the wheels start turning. So I go in the restroom and there's two stalls, right? So I go look in the bigger stall. And like I'm not saying that the person didn't flush before me, but there's something in the toilet. Like there's some toilet paper, right? So I flush it and water starts shooting out of the back. I'm like, "Oh God."
You thought it was a bidet?
I don't know. So I'll run out of there and I go find the manager. I'm like, "Look, I didn't blow up your toilet, but like, this is what's happened." Like, and she's like, "Okay, we'll get somebody in there fixed." I was like, "Is there another men's room?" She's like, "No, that's the only one." So I go back in there. Now, this toilet's no good, right? Here's the other stall. It's the kiddie toilet.
Oh no.
Dude, I'm talking about like, if this is the floor, there's this much, right?
Oh boy.
I had to squat down. I was in there for like 30 minutes, man. Like,
And then you're trying to figure out
because you
how
know
do you
why?
stand
You
up.
know what? I had no push. I couldn't push. I was so low to the ground. Like one of my friends came in to check on me. They're like, "Are you?" I was like, "I got no push." I was in there for 30 minutes. It was awful.
Honestly, that's how you're supposed to sit, though.
I mean, I guess,
All
but
right, I
like
got one
my
more.
knees were in my chest.
I got one more.
All
It's
right.
number one related,
Okay.
but
Number one.
a number one.
Okay.
We used to have.
Shout out to the Fox and the Hound, though, in Houston, Texas. That's where I was.
Great. I know people were just loving this conversation.
They're like,
This one is.
some people are really mad right now. Other people are dying laughing.
I do have.
We want to hear your
I have
story
one
over
that I know people have actually
here.
done before.
Okay.
So, here's the setup for us at basketball, how it used to be. There is a room that was called the President's Room that was on the side of the hump that's facing the Palmera Center parking lot. And that we would enter in there, get our credentials. That's where we would eat
Eat, and
supper.
there's a
And
restroom
then
in
you'd
there.
walk in to the hump from there. So there's two restrooms there. There's a men's and there's a women's restroom. And every man has been in this situation where somebody is in the men's restroom
Oh,
and
yeah.
nobody's in line for the women. And so you're just like, I'm gonna go. So somebody was in the men's restroom at halftime. Nobody else was around, but they were doing something else in there and they were taking a while. And I During games, I drink like 8 bottles of water.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm constantly going to the restroom.
So we're working. You got to get back out there.
So I was like, screw it, going in the women's. Mm-hmm. Nobody's even here. They won't see me. So I go in. I handle my business. I make sure everything was taken care of. I left the toilet seat down.
Good man.
I washed my hands, all
Come
that.
Out.
Come out, standing directly in front of me, facing me,
mm-hmm.
and with her arms crossed,
mm-hmm.
is Nell Cohen.
If anyone should be okay with men using the women's room, it's Nell Cohen.
And she was just staring at me, and I was like, Nell, I'm so sorry. I swear I did not know that there was a woman out here, and I had to go. And I promise you, I didn't spray on the seats.
Nah.
There's nothing on the floor. Everything's clean.
Yeah.
Was she
cool?
She just laughed.
Okay.
Yeah, she thought it was funny.
I have two things. One, me and Ryan Nelson were going to a wedding, and as we left Vicksburg, the urge to pee hit me.
Mm-hmm.
I held it all the way to Natchez.
And oh my God.
Buddy, when I let go, I was like, I almost passed out. I was so happy.
I'm going to get a kidney infection.
That was rough. But the other thing I was going to say is I had this discussion with somebody the other day. I want to get your thoughts. We're off the rails here. It's fine.
I don't care. This is an important discussion.
Why is it if you have a restroom that only has one toilet in it, right? So it's not like there's going to be multiple people in there. Who cares if it's men's or women's rooms?
Well,
if you're going in there and lock the door behind you and nobody else can come in, what's the difference?
I think people are moving more in that direction, but also I think it's become more of a, for a lot of people, men are like,
they're disgusting.
Yeah. And
the
so,
average women's restroom, you could eat maple and walnut ice cream off the floor.
Yeah, like at our church, we have like a couch in the women's restroom. And like the men's restroom got turned into a family restroom.
Yeah.
So we don't even have a men's restroom at that part.
They're just trying to keep us down. Oh, well.
Trying to keep the fan down.
Adam Sirkin, great question, by the way. What a discussion you've sparked. Robbie, how do fans from opposing teams find you on X? I couldn't tell you a single reporter from another team, and that includes the ones that come on the pod. So last week, you were telling me 2 weeks ago that the Tennessee fans are bad. I couldn't tell you how many of them I had to mute. Just like they were just in my mentions for no reason. None of them follow me. You have this problem though, every week. It seems.
My experience is the Tennessee fans are probably the worst in the SEC because there's so many.
Worse
of them.
Than South Carolina women's basketball.
Yes, because
worse than Ole Miss.
Because there's so many of the Tennessee ones.
Mm-hmm.
That every fan base is different. I get the different feel off every fan base. The Texas A&M fans are not funny.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of weird.
Yeah.
The Tennessee fans are.
They're all burners too.
They're all burn. Every single one of them are burners. It's like Tennessee Vol for life.
Yeah.
26. Like they're all. It's just so many of them. All the Ole Miss fans are like the Ole Miss burners are all like frat boys. Like they have that frat boy talk.
Yeah.
And
they all have the Pete Golding.
They all got the Pete Golding thing. They all use like the same lingo, and it's just that's annoying. But Vanderbilt baseball was kind of boring to deal with.
Yeah,
I've dealt with just about every fan base.
Auburn,
I mean,
yeah.
Auburn's. What are they? They're kind of similar to Ole Miss.
They're kind of beat down right now, though. So
they are. I haven't really heard from them lately.
Yeah.
The thing that really annoys me is like when you're just making a general comment about something, or you're talking about a fact.
I had it this weekend,
and it's just like they come in there like you're talking trash. Like I'm not talking trash.
I didn't even mention Texas A&M in the post that got a lot of traction for me this weekend, and yet their fans were in there. It was the post where I said Herbstreit said he picked A&M to cover because Mississippi State's offense is just different on the road, and I said. State's played one road game this year.
Yeah.
They scored 34 points where they didn't even try in the fourth quarter. Like, what are you talking about? Like, if you want to say.
It turns out he was correct.
But
there was nothing to
if
take.
If you want to say that, hey, this is a different challenge for Mississippi State than they faced all season, going to be really tough on the road,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's how it's going to have to be. I think my daughter's here. She's got to pick something up.
Uh-oh. Hey, Hazel.
Well, I'm talking here. I'm sorry. I appreciate you. Thank you, sweetie. Love you. This is twice she's been on the podcast in the last week.
Just no nonsense. Interrupting the podcast, she comes here. You should have answered the phone.
She knows what she's doing.
You have another spouse right here. You get two of those,
I mean,
three of them at home. That's me in a
and
few
we
years.
just, yeah, you just wait your turn.
Man,
What
can't
was I
wait.
talking about?
We were talking about the fans.
The
Talking about
fans. Oh.
the
So
offense.
yeah,
They're hurt for some.
if you say it like that, like it's gonna be a different challenge, no problem. But when you say, and I quote, "Don't Mississippi State's offense is just different on the road," when you have nothing to base that off of, then I'm
No.
gonna call you out. But these A&M fans are like, "Hey, buddy, it's a little different with Texas A&M and Southern Mississippi." I didn't say it wasn't.
And also, yeah, your offense is probably not going to be as good on the road as it is at home.
Yeah,
Like that,
you're not telling me anything there.
just say that you think Texas A&M is a better team.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, Chase, in regards to state's chances against both teams, does Saturday's result in Gainesville change your mind more about Texas or Florida? Texas, easily, Texas.
I still think there's we re it remains to be seen on Florida. I'm not buying that game just yet.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not saying State's going to go to Gainesville and win, but I'm not buying that they're back or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think there's some major issues with Texas.
Agreed. Ford Polk. I'm sorry, no, Ryan Reynolds, the actor. What is
Deadpool.
the most exciting or tense game seven in pro sports? MLB, NBA, or NHL? It's NHL. It's not even close.
And I
Especially when you get
wish,
into sudden death.
I really wish I watched more NHL.
I get into it around the play. The season's about to start.
I
This
need
is
to
the time.
pick a team.
All right, let's pick
Maybe
a
I
let's
pick like the
why
Predators
don't we
because they're
pick a
close by.
team and be with them together? That way we have somebody you have somebody to
I
talk
think I'm going to go with the Predators because
to.
that's some games I could
Here
go
you
to.
go. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with them. They're decent, aren't they?
They're okay.
Weren't they in like the Stanley Cup or something not too long ago?
I don't know. I
Yeah.
don't know. What about do we want to go to the Stars? We can get in with
Dallas Stars
Tyler.
are cool.
Get in with Tyler. Let's think. Let's you know what? Let's workshop this. Let's let him make a decision right this second.
I'm gonna do some
All right.
research,
Ford Polk.
but I love the MLB postseason.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. With Big Ten officials just now figuring out that traveling all four time zones for sports is detrimental to your team's health. Do we see conferences going back to regional play sooner rather than later, or does money talk way too loudly for that? I think at some point we're going to get talking about getting into super conferences, and then those will be done up regionally.
It
So,
will be it will be a situation where you gather all these teams together in the Power Four and you try to make sense of where they line up. And I don't know what the numbers are or whatever, but at no point was it feasible for there to be West Coast teams in the Atlantic Coast Conference. I don't know why that is. It's really kind of hard to believe that that was a thought process by people that this makes sense. Like every week, y'all do the Yuengling flight thing.
yeah.
Every week, it's the ACC,
Yeah.
pretty much, or Big Ten, where teams are having to travel cross country. Penn State had to go to UCLA, and James Franklin's coming out complaining about it. Buddy, y'all should have made that decision a couple of years ago when you decided to put these conferences together. That was always a concern that was brought up by rational people. That, hey, you're going to be playing games across the country in conference play. And on top of that, what sense does it make for like a soccer matchup where you're playing across the country
Well,
like
that's the thing
that?
that I've always wondered about. Like, football is just once a week. It's on the end of the week, whatever. But like when your women's volleyball team is taking a Thursday trip from Rutgers to Seattle, like what is the point of that? So
It's this and then the NCAA tournament expansion in basketball. It just proves that
it's all
these
about money.
people no care nothing about logistics or the fan entertainment, what's best for the fans. They don't care
They
about
don't care.
that.
No, I agree.
It's just like wrestling is the same thing now with
Yeah.
the TKO stuff.
Not all wrestling.
Not all wrestling, but the biggest wrestling company.
Yeah. Bigger's not always better. Instead of playing
They'll
random,
figure it out.
Power Four teams each year, would you rather see State have a permanent out of conference rival? If so, who is a realistic team? So you're talking about you got to find another Power Four team that's willing to play you every year. I think you have to go ACC at that point to at least keep some
I would
regionality.
say like Florida State
Oh, you want to play them in
or,
Florida football every year?
well, I mean that to me, like
Now's the time, but
Florida State and Mississippi State, I don't know if it's the colors or what, it
yeah,
just
they have
to me
history
kind of
in
a cool
baseball too. So,
matchup.
what about I would play somebody like Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you're going to win the Big 12, Georgia Tech would be
Georgia
a
Tech would
good
be a
one,
good one. Those are
and
two.
that's Atlanta's a good trip for your fans.
Well, and those are two. Engineering
Engineering
schools,
schools, yeah, that Georgia Tech would be a good one. I could see. I'm trying to think of like the Big 12. everybody's kind of far away, but maybe something like Baylor.
Baylor would be
Baylor's
good.
Florida State a home game,
A
so
couple of Baptist schools. I know Mississippi State's not Baptist,
yeah,
but
but still, how much blame
by
on
association for many of us.
Saturday night am I to shoulder for changing clothes up 3-0? Some. You never change anything when you're winning.
Why'd you do that?
And Ford, I don't get
He
it.
must have got he got spit up on by a baby,
You
or
just sit there.
he spilt some barbecue sauce.
Get a moist towelette. You'll be all right.
A moist towelette.
Jeremy Ford, why can't we have stall doors and walls that go all the way to the floor in every bathroom in this country? Jeremy, if you ran for president on that platform, you would win. Like,
I
why aren't
don't
the
quite understand that. Like,
why do I got to see people's feet?
yeah.
And that's how you have these people doing these stupid pranks now.
But you know the best bathrooms is when you go to a restaurant or a hotel where you're completely boxed in. Like you have
That's
a
great.
toilet and you're boxed in, you're free to do whatever you
Yeah.
want.
Yeah.
Like you can be as loud as you want. You can
I'm just picturing Robbie at
ah!
La Quinta just in there like, yeah,
The La
let's
Quinta. I
go.
wasn't thinking La Quinta. I was thinking a little nicer than that.
I'm
Like
just saying,
the hotels we go to on SEC Media Days.
Okay, like the Omni.
It's always a treat, like
Oh, it
whenever you
is.
go into the bathroom and there's like 50 stalls in there and they're all boxed in.
It's beautiful.
It's a treat. I now I'm I've entered the point of my mentions where Ole Miss fans are saying Lebby wants out because I tweeted something about the
Well,
Seminoles.
speaking of, let's get to it. Brooks Hill, talking about what Neil McCready had to say, literally reports he's heard rumblings. Also, McCready, I haven't reported anything and I can't prove it. What are we doing? Can you please to provide the definition of reporting for me just to make sure I'm not the only one going crazy here? This is me. This is my thought process. If I come on this podcast and I say anything, I've reported.
You're reporting it.
So if I come on this podcast and I say, hey, Robbie, you sleep with sheep. I have reported that you sleep with sheep. I didn't allege it. I reported it.
Yikes.
So,
That's a pretty strong,
pretty strong report.
yeah.
On the
I
other side,
don't sleep with sheep,
I
by
haven't
the way.
reported anything. I can't prove it.
It's just a way to like it's just a way to like I don't
He
understand
got
why this
clicks.
I don't understand why this keeps happening. The last 2 year, 2 or 3 years, we've heard about Chris Jans is going somewhere. He was trying to get the Wichita State job, and that like, why is this stuff getting talked about so often on the Ole Miss side of things? I don't understand that. So, and yes, that is a report. When in our position, when you're coming out and you're speaking about that stuff, that is a
When
strong
you
report.
say it, you have reported it.
Yes.
So.
So, I mean, because people look at us in this position like we have information. Like we don't come out and talk a lot about we do talk about rumors, but we don't say things in a definitive fashion like that, unless we have pretty good evidence, and we don't usually backtrack as much that way. So,
Exactly.
and now like what that has done is sparked both sides, Mississippi State and Ole Miss, talking about Jeff Lebby is looking for another job and all this stuff, and it's just I don't understand it. I don't understand why it's what does somebody on that side gain from it? You don't cover this team. I don't understand the point of it. So I don't we don't come out and say, I'm hearing that Lane Kiffin is looking around. Like that's not stuff that we do. So
Exactly.
I don't get it.
Let's do a couple more here. But first off, real quick, what's trending right this second? Heat 2.
Oh, is there a Heat 2 coming out?
With
I do see that.
in talks to star DiCaprio, Austin Butler, Adam Driver, and Bradley Cooper.
Sure.
Buddy, take my money.
Check,
Take it.
check, 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 check.
I'm in. I'm in 100%. For me, the action is the juice. All right.
Also trending Dominguez. I don't know
Well, I
what
don't know
that
what
is.
that's about. Flacco's trending. Well, we talked about that.
And Model 3.
Yeah, whatever. Cole Gernot. As discussed before, Lebby really needs to get this team to 6 wins for some positive momentum. Where do you think the program is with 5? So if they beat Arkansas, I mean, it's kind of sucks because when you beat Arizona State, we said on this show, like, don't let that be the highlight of the season.
If Arkansas is your only win,
It's not that's not great. But
at that stage, losing to Arkansas, you would need to really beat Ole Miss for people to be
yeah,
happy.
at 4-8, people are gonna be like, no.
And that would legitimately be like your 2009.
Exactly. So we'll see how that goes.
I
All
think they're
right.
going to beat somebody.
Let's
I think they're going to beat
do
two more.
this last one here, and then we'll go to the break. The Allegheny Boys tennis program. Do you remember the first pro wrestling event you attended? Mine was a WWF event at a community college in Maryland in 1988. I did like the NWA more. Do you remember your first?
So, are we going any kind of pro
Yeah.
wrestling? Okay, then yes, I do. I went to the Louisville Coliseum to watch some kind of local promotion, and we had some old guy from our church was the referee, a guy that had a tank of oxygen that he carried around with him, and then the big baby face was our local butcher at Sunflower Grocery Store.
Nice.
So it was great. It came out to Wanted Dead or Alive.
Oh yeah.
And that was the promotion that got me hooked on going back.
So it
So that
works.
was the story that I told that time where I rode my bike
Yeah.
from my house over there and my parents were going nuts. I didn't know where I was. And my dog went with me to the event.
Yeah, you have protection. You're fine.
It was a bad night.
My first one went with my dad. I didn't go by myself.
Oh, I didn't go by myself the first one.
Okay. Vicksburg Municipal Auditorium, Mid-South Wrestling. The main event was Terry Taylor versus Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yes.
Rock and Roll Express were on the card. The Barbarian was on the card. Remember the Barbarian?
Yes.
He was on, not the Faces of Fear Barbarian. The other Barbarian. I think he became I forget what he became. Tim Horner and Brad Armstrong both on the card. I think they tag teamed in that match. I don't remember who the Midnight Express, or I'm sorry, who the Rock and Roll Express wrestled. It was not the Midnight Express. I don't remember who they wrestled, but the main event was Jake the Snake versus Terry Taylor. And yeah, that was awesome. And I've been hooked ever since. Which Mississippi State coach, past or present, would make the best pro wrestling manager? I mean, the real answer is Cannizzaro, right?
Think so.
Well, he liked wrestling first and foremost, but secondly,
Did
yeah,
he?
he's, oh yeah, he was, oh yeah. You didn't know that?
Well, I guess
We had
wrestling.
him on. We had him do a rumblings with. Or was it a rumblings? I guess may have still been Bob. May have been Bob. May have been an ask AB. It may have been ABC.
Oh yeah, I think I remember that, but I don't know.
He was a big wrestling guy.
I think the answer is Sam Purcell.
Purcell could be like Jim Cornette,
If you gave Purcell a
a
tennis
tennis
racket
racket and a
and
green
a
blazer,
yeah.
he'd be good. Cannizzaro would
You
be
would have to
good.
put him back in original Sam Purcell garb, which is the bow tie.
Yeah.
He cut out the bow tie because he found out state fans associate the bow
With
tie
Ole
with Ole
Miss.
Miss. So he was like, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah. That's good. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats, where we just were. We just had a fantastic lunch on Taco Tuesday over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. I had three of the chicken chipotle tacos, and guess what? You won't believe it. They were delicious. Robbie got the Falcon Good Meal, the prime rib po' boy with the pork rinds. That is the Robbie Falk method over at Two Brothers. If you want to have a great meal today, head over to Two Brothers. Today, as you're listening, is Wing Wednesday. So they got half price smoked wings. They're the best smoked wings I've ever had. If you want to enjoy a great meal today, go over to Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
Victor, brother.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, it's the same number. It's the same people. You already know them. You already have made the relationship with them, and now they're going to take care of you after the sale. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to your next game in Starkville, you need to make sure you go to Maroon & Co., the biggest and best selection of Mississippi State merchandise in all of the Golden Triangle. They have everything maroon and white that you are looking for. Everything with the state script, everything with the interlocking, it's all right there for you at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off on your next purchase off regular price. Some exclusions do apply next time you're in Starkville. Before you go to Davis Wade, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Still going to be out in the yard a little bit. Still got some grass to mow before winter gets here. Make sure you're doing it with a John Deere mower. And if you've got a big lawn like our friend Robbie Falk does, you need to look at those John Deere commercial mowers at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Best of all, bad credit, no credit, doesn't matter. They can put you a deal together, but they do have 0% financing for those of you with the cross credit. And so up to 60 months on a John Deere commercial mower, they're practically giving it away. Go see our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less.
We have another Mississippi State national championship, huh?
Yes, I have reached out. It's already in the works. It's already in the works to get the International Rocket Engineering team on the show. You win a national title at Mississippi State, we get you on the show.
Yes.
So, and that started with Chris Lemonis, and we have gone from there.
Was there not something before Chris Lemonis?
Not that I remember. Maybe, but I don't remember.
Irrigation troubleshooting.
No, that was not before.
Okay.
Because that was, you were on the show at that time, and Mississippi State won its first national title with you as a part of the show. So, are you a landowner looking to get the most out of your land and timber? At Good Hope Land and Timber, they specialize in helping landowners just like you make smart, sustainable decisions. It's not just about, you can't have one or the other. You got to have smart decisions, but you got to have sustainable decisions. You get both at Good Hope Land and Timber. Years of experience in forestry and land management. They are a full service land and timber company. What are you looking to do? Timber and land purchasing, plantation thinning, timber management, development harvesting. Their team handles it all safely, efficiently, and sustainably. What are you planning right now? Your final harvest? Are you thinning out your stand? Are you just managing your forest for the long term? Good Hope Land and Timber is here to maximize your return while protecting your land. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. All right, let's jump back in here to Chris Holloman, longtime listener, first-time rumbler. Welcome. Which of these historical events, and these are historical events, would you change? The finger poke of doom or Austin turning heel at WrestleMania 17? Austin turning heel at WrestleMania 17 is the worst. Cena has eclipsed it, but at the time, that's one of the worst executed heel turns. Nobody wanted to boo Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I think
it's poorly done.
And they followed it up by...
They turned him into a caricature.
But even after that, like, they didn't really do anything with him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the premise, I think, is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This guy basically had completely turned away from who he was as a person
mm-hmm.
just to get gold around his waist and more money.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is a good heel turn.
Yeah.
But that's not the guy, I don't think, that you should have done it with. And he was red hot at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, he had said, like, I'll do anything for the I have to have
I
this
get
title.
Where they were going with it, but...
By the way, the greatest package of, like, four ever. Yes.
That's the greatest
the video
promo.
Package,
yeah, 100%.
The video package leading into the
I still watch it.
I watch it all the time.
Yeah.
I'll just be sitting on my porch and be now, like, you know what? I got to watch the My Way package.
Chris, I'm gonna give you one more, though.
The finger poke of doom was just stupid.
Just stupid, yeah.
They were out of business.
They were
for
running
like a
out.
Year,
yeah.
So.
The real answer is the way they handled the invasion. Like, there's a world where WCW is still a viable. Like, AEW doesn't exist because WCW still exists.
Mm.
But
well, and one of the problems
they went through 10 years worth of storylines in 6 months.
And one of the problems too is they got kind of like the B team from
they
WCW.
Did, and then they brought in Flair and the
they
NWO later.
They couldn't get Sting. They couldn't.
They didn't
get,
want Luger.
You know, the NWO came back like a month later.
Yeah,
but you couldn't get the big stars.
Yeah,
they didn't get. You know, Jeff Jarrett was kind of big at that time. They didn't
want him.
They didn't get after
yeah.
him. You basically had
Scott
like
Steiner was like
Stasiak,
6 months later. Yeah,
like Billy Kidman.
Booker T was the biggest
Booker
name.
Booker T was the big guy.
Yeah,
and like you know, they had that first match on Nitro's Booker T versus Buff Bagwell.
And it went so badly.
And they just kind of buried the WCW.
They did immediately, and that's what I'm talking about. Though they could have made it work.
They're doing tonight. They have a TNA invasion angle
for
NXT.
We'll see how that goes. Will Joe Hendry be there?
The Heart. He's there now.
Okay, good.
Pretty Boys are in there.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
All right, Brogan Fairchild. Outside of the EA Sports games, what game series have you played the most?
Ooh, the whole like a series.
Yeah.
Would Red Dead be yours?
I only played the one.
I
didn't play the first one.
Up there would be Lord of the Rings on PlayStation 2.
Yeah, it's StarCraft.
Okay.
Yeah.
N64?
No, PC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Lord of the Rings games I played a lot.
Yeah. Castlevania.
Two Towers.
I played like five Castlevania games.
I knew people that played Castlevania.
Yeah. Metroid. Played a lot of different Metroids. I mean, hell, I played what, 7 or 8 Marios?
Yeah, I played The Last of Us 1 and 2 through twice.
There you go.
In the last year and a half. Yeah. That's up there.
What about GTA?
Oh yeah, GTA is probably up.
Yeah.
I
never played GTA.
I spent days playing GTA 3 through 5. I cannot wait for 6 to come out.
How long could you stay at your in-laws without losing your mind? Good news for me here. All right. my father-in-law has passed away, and that's not really good news, but my mother-in-law, my wife doesn't, they don't get along, so I don't have a problem with it. I don't ever see her. Just hands
Oh,
off. Hands off.
I love my in-laws.
Yeah. But
They're well, no, actually, they're where they live is very peaceful. They have a pond, it's large pond, nice pavilion down there to sit and chill. My mother-in-law's a great cook. I could, you know, it just depends. It depends. If I don't have anything to do, I could stay there for a while. It wouldn't bother me at all. I don't really get upset staying there, even though I haven't been there in a while. I don't like I'm my skin's not crawling or anything like that. Like it used to back in the day. Like, and part of that had to do with the fact that I was a dipper back in the day, and I didn't want them to see me dipping.
I got
But I
it.
didn't dip while I was there, so my skin was
It would
crawling.
draw. Yeah, I get it.
Now I don't do it, so you know
Yeah.
I'd be fine.
All right.
And I'm a simple man now. Like
Yeah.
if I can just have TV or outdoors, and they got both.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Tim Lang, Jake Mangum had a great rookie year. He should have been called up 2 to 3 years ago, if not for MLB minor league games on years of service slash arbitration weirdness. Who else in MSU history should have had a better pro career, if not for mismanagement?
I think that the MLB wasted some years of Brent Rooker.
I would agree with that.
They were just kind of bringing him up and sending him down, and you see now when he has a prolonged amount of time
Yeah,
to get some at bats and
he's
get,
hitting home runs.
he's
Yeah,
great. He's
that's
got
probably
three
good.
straight years of 30 home
That's
runs.
probably a good answer there.
But yeah, it really like it always unnerved me that Jake was just kind of sitting there.
Last year, he was, I mean, especially at the end of the season, they could have easily brought him up.
Well, and it's like, okay. Can you argue against giving him a shot when your outfield is this terrible?
Right.
Like I had Rays fans sending me stuff like, "You don't understand. Like we have this and this. All your hitters were batting under 250 in the outfield. Give this dude a shot, and now you can't send him back down."
Phil Erickson, do you think the high school recruiting class for football will improve, or are we all in on the portal? I think they're definitely in on the portal, but as far as the class improving, I don't know. I don't know where they're going to go with that.
I still think if they can find a way to get a couple upsets, they show that, you know, they go to a bowl game, they show that they're really moving in the right direction. I still think they're going to get in the game with some guys late in the process. But I don't think they're going to have a huge class. Like you're already seeing them filter some guys out because of the expectations they have for this fifth year rule
Right.
that's about to be presented.
Right.
And also, like they want to keep this roster mostly together, and I think also they think some of the pieces we're going to have to implement, like offensive line, we're going to have to get portal players for that. I don't think you're going to get a guy in this high school class that's going to help you there.
Agreed. Brett Christensen with
I would have a like medium-sized class every year, and I would try to get as many high-impact players in that class,
Right.
and not really go after the JUCOs,
Yeah.
not go after developmental,
Right.
try to put all your eggs in the basket of several players
Yeah.
and have like 15 to 18 guys in the class,
And then the
and then
rest is the
everything is
portal.
portal.
I agree.
Yeah.
I like that. Brett Christensen, with the upcoming fall game versus Florida State, what are your expectations for this team? And what do you want to see from them in the exhibition? I mean, I just want to, I can't set expectations off of an exhibition. My expectations for this team, though, are that they should compete for the College World Series. They
Yes.
should be an Omaha, they should be in, they should be a team that hosts a super regional.
They should absolutely be a national seed. When you have the, and I understand the schedule, all that, but if you're objective about it and you look at Mississippi State's roster, they have a roster that should hold itself accountable that it's a top five roster in the country, top to bottom. When you look at the pieces that they added from the portal, what they're bringing back, the guys in the pitching staff, it's a very talented roster, and you hired one of the best coaches in America and best staffs. So, yeah, your expectations should not be low on this team at all.
Agreed. Luke Crawley, we have $15 to create the Mississippi perfect Mississippi State sports tier. $10 for football national title, $7 for men's basketball, $6 for baseball, $3 for women's basketball, $2 for softball, and $1 gets us cowbells are allowed at opposing stadiums. Congrats to Jeff Lebby, Sam Purcell, and Samantha Ricketts. because they all just won a national title.
You have to take the national
I'm getting
championship
football,
football.
And you can't afford the other one, so I'm taking what I can get there. I could care less about cowbells and opposing stadiums.
You're over on basketball and baseball, so you have to go with the other ones.
Yes.
And that fits the women's basketball national championship and softball.
Yeah.
That gives you three national. I mean,
it'd be an incredible year.
What I mean,
but
what
who
if
cares?
What if the basketball team
Are
goes to
just
the
good?
Final Four?
They're just good, yeah.
What if baseball team goes to the College World Series?
Yeah, but even never mind all that. Just winning a football national title is worth. I don't care what the rest of the teams do at all.
Yeah,
So yeah,
it's
that's the easy
huge.
way. Matt McCann, mascot challenge, bye week edition. These are college football. These are colleges that fired their coaches midseason in 2024. So this is last year. Ready? Kennesaw State.
Okay, all these are the same. Let's just
Yes.
save time on that. They're all the
They're all
Owls.
the Owls, yes. There was somebody last year who played all of these teams.
They played all
They played all.
Owls.
They played. They had the all Owls schedule.
I would not be upset with that as long as my team wasn't the Owls, because I
Yeah.
absolutely hate when Mississippi State is playing another
You don't like
Bulldogs.
Georgia?
No, and I don't like when another team is State, so I
Yeah.
can't say State in
So,
my
yeah.
stories.
TJ Carter heard this idea on another podcast, but we'll adapt it for TNL. Only using Mississippi State players, build the worst quarterback possible. All
Oh.
right. So we're just going to use former quarterbacks. Ready?
Okay, so do we
All
want to
right.
go like too
Size.
skinny,
No,
or
no. Size. Tyson Lee. He's 5'8".
do we want to do Tyson Lee, or do we want to do like Dylan Favre? Wasn't he like
I
smaller?
think Lee was a little smaller. I'm going to go Tyson
Okay.
Lee. All right. Speed. I loved him, but let's go Matt Wyatt.
Do you think he's the slowest?
Yeah, I mean, I know he's slow. I love you, Matt, but you know.
I'm trying to think of somebody else out
Rob
there.
Morgan.
You know, Kevin Fant could actually move a
He
little
can move a
bit,
little
but I
bit.
think of
Yeah,
Kevin
that's not a
Fant.
good one.
I don't want to dunk on Kyle York.
Well, I was about to dunk on Kyle York, actually.
I think he listens to
He
this podcast.
does. Again, I love these guys, but I got to pick somebody, right? All right.
Just go ahead and throw Matt under the bus. He
Matt.
throws us under the bus
That's
sometime.
right. So speed, Matt White. Mobility, Kyle York.
Okay.
All
They
right.
both get
Yeah. Pocket presence. He's playing right now. Blake Chapin. Quick release.
who's somebody's got a very slow release.
Who would that be? Fitzgerald?
Does he have a
No.
slow release?
No.
I mean, somebody that's just like,
Damian
I mean, if you
Williams?
could just, I can't remember
Pass.
his
He didn't
either.
throw enough passes. I'm trying to think like. Oh, actually, hold on. I'm making a change. Kyle, I'm taking you off the hook. Todd Jordan, Mr. Mayor. I'm sorry again, Todd. You know I love you, but you're getting mobility.
You think Todd Jordan listens to this
He
podcast?
does listen to this
Does
podcast.
he
Oh
really?
yeah, Todd. Yeah, Todd's a friend. I got his number. You want to talk to him right now?
How crazy is it, like,
That I know these people?
well, not that you know these people,
That
but
they
like
listen?
they actually listen to what we're
Listen.
saying. Like, we grew up watching these people play football.
It's awesome to me. All
It
right.
really is
So, all right,
crazy.
so let's stick with it. Let's go. Tyson Lee for size, Matt Wyatt for speed, Todd Jordan for mobility, pocket presence is Blake Chapin. Quick release.
I don't remember like a I don't remember releases.
I'm just trying to think of somebody who like they had like a weird funky throwing motion.
Would that not go into the
No,
mechanics?
I know who it is. KJ Costello. No,
Yeah, I
wait.
mean, KJ wasn't
Or do you want to go Will Rogers? No, never
Will
mind.
Rogers is arm
His arm
strength,
strength. Yeah,
probably.
he's arm strength. So KJ for quick release. Mechanics. So like somebody who just like he looked gawky out there. Can I go like freshman Dak Prescott? No, Chris Ralph.
Chris Ralph.
Chris Ralph.
Remember he was throwing the ball to like
I knew where the ball was
he was
going.
throwing a ball like O'Neal Wilder, and it landed and bumped
Bump
his
his
hands.
hands. Yeah. And then after the game said I was throwing O'Neal Wilder. Like, just take credit for it, Chris. Yes, he's that.
You
And the
can't lie.
accuracy, Derek Tate, not an accurate passer. That's the worst MSU quarterback possible. I got it for you there.
The crazy thing is,
Love all those guys, but
almost like pretty much every guy you mentioned
won some games.
had and like
Had some
had some
moments.
really good
Had some moments, yeah.
intangibles about him in
Yeah.
some form or fashion.
Poor Will. You're just like Will Rogers' arm strength. We can't get a Ty Evans mention.
Well, I was just
He's
thinking,
not listening.
who did everybody go through to right here? You know me, I'm a Will Rogers mark.
We love Will.
I've been a defender of Will
We
Rogers
have.
forever.
All right. Richard Harbison, if you could only watch one Mississippi State sport for the rest of your life, what would it be? Football, to quote Brandon Walker. Football.
Football would be it. Yep.
What is your go-to snack at the game? I think Robbie and I are both big soft pretzel guys.
We love a pretzel.
Love the one with the cheese,
Stand
but I also
pretzel.
Love the one with the icing.
Oof.
The cinnamon sugar soft pretzel is good.
The Duty Noble filled pretzel is undefeated.
Yeah. What current state coach would you want as a tag team partner? Phil Loadholt.
Yeah. But is he going head coach here?
Oh, for Lebby.
Lebby.
Lebby's big guy.
Yeah,
No question.
He still looks like a unit.
Yeah. Cameron
Quiet, quiet confidence,
yeah.
too.
Cameron Worm.
Big Worm.
Sorry.
Do you believe the current staff will be able to fix the offensive line? Is it an NIL issue or an evaluation issue? If you listen to the podcast the other day, it was a previous staff's evaluation issue to this point. In a couple of years, or maybe in a year, I can tell you more about Loadholt.
It's too early to blame Loadholt
yeah.
for this and NIL and all that stuff. It's just
yeah.
that they did when Loadholt got here, they did not have the personnel they wanted. Like the imagine if they were rolling what they had in the spring.
Yeah.
Oof.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Reese's.
Yeah. Reese's is good. I would definitely go with that.
Reese's.
Don't do that. Coleman Fry. Hold on. We have back-to-back questions from Fry's. I wonder if these are brothers.
Wait a second.
We have Coleman Fry and then Thomas Fry. All right. Well, Coleman Fry.
And then French Fry.
No. If you had to eat one meal. If you had to eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? Can't be any of your sponsors. Just wings. Because you can change up the sauce. Can I change up the sauce?
Yeah.
Okay, then wings.
It's just the food.
Yeah, okay.
I would eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every day if I could.
You liked my peanut butter dessert the other night.
It was good, yeah. Yeah, I would eat peanut butter and jelly every day. But it probably is. It's going to be chicken. It's going to be
fried
chicken wings,
fried chicken.
It's going to be chicken wings, and like
just,
chicken fingers.
Yeah.
I can eat chicken fingers every day. Yeah. I'll just go with chicken.
Okay. We've all focused on football. How many conference basketball games are they winning this year? I think they break the 8-10 stride.
9-9.
I think they could be 10-8.
The thing that we have to consider here is the SEC is going to be more wide open,
a little more.
Last,
and Auburn.
This is not going to be as deep
Agreed.
And as talented as it was last year. I think last year was an anomaly.
I agree. Thomas Fry, if either one of y'all took a road trip with family to eat at a steakhouse or restaurant outside of Starkville, but within the state of Mississippi, where would you go? I would absolutely take family to Como Steakhouse in Como, Mississippi. I've always heard it's really good. I mean, one of my favorite restaurants is outside of Starkville. It's 15 minutes away at
Anthony's.
I love Anthony's.
Anthony's probably be it.
Anthony's is probably one of those choices.
The Original Doe's.
The Original Doe's is a good choice.
For the experience.
Been wanting to go to Sacred Ground.
Yep.
Down in
Well, Tim Stewart said he
said he's going to take us, Tim. He's going to take us.
Just so I know.
And reasonable. Then I'll tell you a restaurant I love down on the coast is the Crawfish House in Ocean Springs. When you talk about going there during crawfish season and just get a big trip. Oh, it's so good. Their food is awesome.
That's not a steakhouse.
No. It says restaurant.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a steakhouse.
If it's just steakhouse. Also, in my hometown of Vicksburg, go to the Beechwood and get a
oh,
steak
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah.
Dalton Lee, watching World War II in color for probably the 10th time. Are y'all a documentary kind of guy? If so, what documentary would you suggest to the listeners out there? I am not really a documentary kind of guy.
I love documentaries.
I know you do. Last one I watched was Mr. McMahon.
Great one. The America's Team documentary on the Cowboys is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
The depth of that, what they did, like the people they talked to,
mm-hmm.
was really incredible. I mean, they were talking to George Bush.
Yeah.
He got interviewed. Deion Sanders. It was crazy. That's really good. OJ Made in America is the best documentary I've ever watched.
I've watched that one. It's very good.
Long form, just like America's Team. It's going to be, I think it's like 7-8 episodes. It's very long, but it's incredible. And then, you know, true crime documentaries. I love Making a Murderer.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the, that's
good.
One of the first true crime docs that I really got into. It's really good. Netflix has just got some really
many good
that's
ones. Yeah.
That's the best documentary streaming service. And you can find, if you go to true crime, if you're into that stuff, like there's hundreds in there. But as far as sports documentaries, it's definitely
I watch
those
a lot
two
of
that
30
I watch.
for 30s.
And 30 for 30s, the Marcus Dupree documentary is still the best.
Really good.
That's the best one I've seen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are a few of mine.
Right.
And I love the World War II stuff.
Yeah. Sack Zellman, we've already answered your question about which player will we bring back. It's Charles Cross.
Johnny Sack?
Oh, King of New York. Dalton Lee again. My wife says the beginning of the pod sounds like Make It Rain by Fat Joe and Lil Wayne. What are you trying to say, huh? They call me Fat Joe. He's not little. What would it take to make y'all switch to using that intro? We'd have to get the music licensed by them. So that.
Yeah. I mean, are you wanting to?
I'm not.
Okay.
Zach Huzak, up 3-0, fourth down goal line stop, three and out. Rather than punt so A&M starts in your own territory, thoughts on taking an intentional safety to get the ball back with better field position up 3-2?
Up three. All right, let me read this again. Fourth down goal line stop, three and out. Rather than punt, why would you take an intentional safety that early?
On top of that, yeah, first off, it's the first quarter. Secondly,
why would you give them points?
Also, when you get a safety, you kick off.
Yeah, that would be.
You give them the ball back, Zach.
Jeff Lebby would. There would. People would be.
I would be on this podcast.
There would be people putting for sale signs in like, his yard.
Yeah, what you just said, Zach, doesn't make any sense. When you have a safety, you have to kick off.
Yeah, that's.
You give the ball right back to the other team.
Why would you do that early in the game?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Zach.
Kyle Wilson, who will Clark Lee coach for in 2026? I don't think it's Vandy. I think he
at some point does he say like, you know, can I win here consistently? Because that's the problem is he going to have the resources?
Wisconsin, Oklahoma State should call him too.
Is Clark Lee a Vandy guy?
He is. He went to Vandy.
That might
that plays
know,
into
built
it,
but... it. He's built the place.
Yeah.
If he can get some support, I think he'll stay. But that's the problem is like he's got to have resources,
right?
And I don't know if they're going to have it,
right?
I don't know what his other connections would be, but he's going to be a wanted man.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, pain sleeper. Rank these feelings: a perfect back/neck crack, seated by the fireplace at Cracker Barrel in December, someone letting you pull out immediately in standstill traffic, making it all the way to a hard shell taco without crumbling it into a trillion pieces. The back neck crack is number one. When you get a good crack, that feels good.
I don't the neck cracks and like the bone cracks. And
I don't want to do it all the time.
Those freak me out.
Yeah, I'm all I you can't. But if you stand when you stand up in your neck and you're like, oh, I feel good. Yeah.
Now, yeah, and you know what I would say is like if somebody is like rubbing my back or my shoulder.
Yeah.
That is.
I agree.
I get in
the way
line.
Yeah,
that's up there.
Okay.
I don't go to Cracker Barrel much.
I like Cracker Barrel.
I do too, but I don't go much.
Because we don't have one here. I don't ever eat hard shell tacos.
I love a good hard shell taco.
I just rather have nachos at that point.
The best ones they have now is like they have a flat.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them where they stand up.
Yeah. And those are really handy.
Why do you park in a driveway and drive in a parkway? We've answered this question before, and the answer is we don't know.
Nobody knows.
I truly believe in the 6 degrees of separation theory. What's the time you made an unexpected connection with someone you both knew? Somebody you both knew. So today I interviewed Coach Purcell and Coach Jans, and I each asked them a question from the rumblings, and this was the one I asked Jans, and he had no answer. But funny enough, my answer involves Coach Jans.
Okay.
So when I was in Denver 2 years ago, like the day before State played in the NCAA tournament, right? I get into a car for an Uber, and the guy's like, so where are y'all from? And we're from Starkville, Mississippi. Oh, yeah, I know y'all's coach there. And I was like, you know Jeff Lebby? He's like, no, Chris Jans. I used to coach with him. And so
– he was the Uber driver.
Yeah. And he starts talking, and we started talking hoops, and he said he had coached Jans. So I Googled him while we were in the car. Like, I'll be damned, he did coach with Jans. And so I texted Jans, and I was like, hey, I'm out here in Denver on vacation, and I just ran into this guy. He says, he knows you, and I said his name. He's like, oh, man, I hadn't thought about that guy in years.
That's
like,
wild.
That's why I was like, but that's my answer.
Anytime I like meet someone from like the state of Mississippi,
yeah, they know somebody.
And I find out where they're from, I immediately start thinking about that. You like the degrees of separation in Mississippi are very
it's less than six.
Yeah.
It's like four.
So that happens to me all the time with that.
Yeah. Brooks Taylor, I agree that the line is the main issue, but Chapin does hold on the ball too long. Could this potentially be time for Luke to start and then throw Camario in?
No.
It's not going to happen.
Just no.
Get it out of your head. Gib Ellis, live from the Tumors Corner. Rank these Bulldogs on the old missness of their names. Wheeler Lee Battle. Is his first name Wheeler?
Yes, that's why it's Battle in the Wheelers.
I never knew that. Oh, Lee, I didn't know that.
That
Okay.
is a great Ole Miss name.
That's a good one. Taylor Ledestro Boggs.
Oh
No,
my
that's a
God.
tough one. Gibson Elliott Ellis is, that's three last names.
So are we gonna say Gibb is more of an Ole Miss and Auburn fan than he is a Mississippi State
It's
fan at this
looking that
point?
way. But then we have Clayton Maxwell Horton.
Oof.
That's a
It
that's
gets worse down here, buddy.
as yeah, as we go down, it gets worse. Clayton Maxwell Horton is incredibly Ole Miss. Like Clayton Maxwell Horton is probably the chapter president at Sigma Chi at Ole Miss. Daniel Grimsley Dunavant. Dude, Daniel Grimsley Dunavant, his dad played at Ole Miss, all right?
His granddad played at
Yeah.
Ole Miss.
Ernest Marcellus Pilgrim the
That's
Third.
fake.
That's fake.
That is a fake
So
name,
he's
Gibb.
Trey Pilgrim is basically what you take.
That is not the third.
Yeah. Ernest Marcellus. That's the least one. Ernest is a very much Ernie would be a state guy.
Yeah, the Ernest is,
Yeah.
but Marcellus Pilgrim the third, I
Yeah,
don't
come
know,
on.
man.
We're not buying that. That one's fake. Jeffrey Chancellor, settle a family debate. Is The Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie? It is a Halloween movie. 100%.
It's before Christmas, right? I
It's a
mean,
nightmare before, but it's set like how the Halloween characters don't want Christmas to happen. They want it to stay Halloween. It's a Halloween movie.
can it be both?
It could be, but I say it's a Halloween movie.
Okay.
It's a little
I've
scary.
always thought of it as a Christmas
Yeah.
movie.
Billy Lowry says, who can get the ball rolling on updating all MSU auto tags in the various states to move away from the banner M? That needs to happen. At the very least, it needs to be state script.
Yes.
So.
And they do have the national championship car tag, which
Yes.
is the M over L.
MVRS, yeah. Winston, what's more underutilized, KT and Stonka or the Chick-fil-A that's inside the Superdome? Never open.
Yeah, what's the point of that in an NFL
It's so
stadium?
dumb,
I know
right?
the Superdome's used for other
Yeah,
stuff,
but
but
still.
it's mostly for the
Yeah.
Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Mangum Cafe, what's the best food at the Starkville 76? Have you tried the Philly? The Philly is the best thing at the Starkville 76. It's
Yes.
easily the best thing.
Yes, it is.
Reese's Cup, better room temperature or cold? This is what I asked Jans when he wouldn't answer the other one.
I like the idea of,
Cold is the answer.
well, that's what my dad used to do, and I did enjoy those. But I like the idea of just like barely sinking your teeth into the cup. And it's for 100%, it is not like melted. You
Right.
don't want it melted.
Just soft.
Room temperature is good, but cold is pretty strong too.
Last one. If Texas Tech stays on the schedule, is that a no-brainer trip?
There's just nothing. There's
I mean,
nothing
it's kind
in
of like coming to
Lubbock.
Starkville.
Yeah, I mean,
Like, it's just about the university there. It's Lubbock, I've always heard, is it's a nice town, but there's nothing super special there.
yeah, it's they're
You're
very
in the middle
similar to
of
Norman,
nowhere, so.
except for there's when you go to Lubbock, there's really nothing around you. Here, I mean, you're 2 hours from Birmingham. You're not far from Atlanta. So yeah, I mean, I would still go just to go
You just
mark off
know.
another stadium.
Yeah. Working for the weekend. I am now a follower, Robbie. All is right in the world. Thank you for that. We
Thank
appreciate it.
you.
Just
I
curious,
appreciate that.
why don't y'all make your SEC picks individually before recording to not be swayed by each other's picks? He's doing the thing.
Why do people keep telling us how to do our
It's the
picks?
same
This is
thing for 10
picks.
years. Just let us do it. It's fine. It's not going to hurt you.
One of us wins and one of us doesn't. It
Yeah.
does.
We both win.
Somebody was messaging me the other day. We need to do like the spread on the game. Like,
No.
no, we don't want to do
Yeah.
that.
Also from working for the weekend, do you think Dak will finish his NFL career as a Cowboy? If so, how far in the postseason would you expect him to go before he retires?
I
I mean,
do think he will.
I think he will finish as a Cowboy. I don't ever expect him to get to a Super Bowl, though.
There was a conversation on our board today. It's been happening for a couple of days about Dak, and in it sparked a conversation about Jeffrey Simmons. Jeffrey's got to get out of Tennessee.
Yeah.
His career is being wasted right
He
now.
needs to get out.
If he goes to a contender, everybody in the NFL is going to be talking about
Yeah, if
him.
he became a free agent somehow, yeah.
We're missing a lot of what he's doing because the Titans
Nobody
are just
cares, yeah.
buried,
Yeah.
but he is quite possibly the best pass rushing defensive tackle. He is the best pass rushing defensive tackle in the NFL, and he's being wasted. I would like to see him. I would love to see him at Dallas. I would love to see him with the Steelers.
Let's see him in New Orleans.
Please, New Orleans would be a good. I think he might have been a Saints fan growing up. I'm not sure.
Perfect.
I think he was like born or lived in Texas for a little bit, so I don't know
Okay.
if he was a Saints
You
or.
might. Next time we see him, let's ask.
Yeah.
Garrett McMullen, I've always thought it unfair that the O-line gets flagged for a tiny flinch. It seems like it should be okay as long as he's set 1 second before the snap. What football rules do you think are unfair? The problem with what you're saying, though, is that if you flinch and you draw off the other guy, to say that, oh, I reset, that's not fair.
Well, and also, like, I've never understood, like, okay, so linemen can, like, you'll see them, like, doing this or, like,
They can move their
pointing.
hands, but you can't move your feet, basically.
Yeah.
Or
Well, and some of them, like, barely, like, lean forward. I mean, because these are 320-pound men.
Yeah.
Like, you
No, I
know, you
get
get a
it.
little momentum.
Trust me, I get it.
And it does kind of suck that they have no leeway. The
Yeah.
defense can
Can
move
jump back and
around.
forth. Yeah. That's probably a good one. Also, with fall upon us, what is your favorite fall-only treat?
Ooh.
I mean, this is the time of year for soup, for chili. I mean, I guess that's a winter thing, though.
I don't do a lot of like chili and stuff like that
Yeah.
during other parts of the year, but
I
I
eat turkey
do in the
at other
fall.
times of the year, so I don't want to
I
say
don't
that.
as much, but I don't.
I
You know,
love to cook a turkey breast.
I'm not a big turkey guy. Like I'll eat it on Thanksgiving, but it's not something
So
I
I
go out
guess
my
it's
way.
like some of the Thanksgiving stuff that my wife makes or that other people make that, like, I only get it around Thanksgiving.
I am a big candy corn guy.
Oh, okay.
I don't go out of my way to get it,
Ugh.
but I don't mind it. I don't understand why people hate it. Candy corn with peanuts, it's good stuff.
I'm sure it
I
is.
love it.
Last question of the day from Scotty Dickey. And keeping with your
Scotty
recent.
doesn't know.
Scotty, don't. In keeping with your recent discussion of terms like mosquito bite, hot water heater, and red light, I'd like to ask why people typically say exclamation point instead of exclamation mark. It has a point, but it is a mark. The question mark also has a point, but we don't call it a question point. We call it a question mark. Scotty, once again, you have dove into the world of the English language of why it is the most complicated and ridiculous language of them all.
Yes, and
I don't know the answer to this question.
I think we just make our own rules at this point.
I agree.
I don't think we have any, we don't have any like rules of engagement. It's
We just
just
do what we got to
do
do.
whatever you want.
There you go. All right, tomorrow's show, the bye week blitz. Mississippi State off this weekend for football. Let's talk some hoops. Men's and women's basketball interviews with Coach Jans and Coach Purcell on tomorrow's show. Later this week, I will sit down with Mississippi State All-American third baseman Ace Reese for a little baseball preview. We'll save Coach O'Connor and Coach Ricketts for later on the second bye week when we get into November. Talk to you guys again tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.